Shalom to all. And today's daf is Yerushalmi Me'er Vin Daf Ayin Aleph, the very last daf in the Masechta, and we're going to be starting about the third line with the words Taman Tanina and Hechnas Roishai. And the Vilnsur's daf is on Samach Hayom and Aleph, about 2/3 of the way into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored by Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And here we're going to bring a Mishnah, which is a double question on our Mishnah. Remember, we had Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika and Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah regarding if a dead sheretz was found in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos. What do we do? So according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, we take an avnet, one of the belts of the Kehanim, and pick it up with that, bringing it out of the base of as soon as possible, so we're actively being metame this cloth which is carrying out the sheretz. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, don't actively be metame anything. Look around for a stick of wood which is not going to become tame and take the sheretz out that way, even though it means that you're going to be mashed toma. Toma's going to end up just hanging out in the base of Mikdash. Something where it tells us to Tamantanin over there, we learned in a Mishnah, this is Meseches Negayim, it is about a Metzaira. We know that part of the entire process of Metzaira, he needs to have blood of his carbon asham applied to his right earlobe, right thumb, and right big toe. Problem is, he can't go into the Azara because he's still tame, but the blood can't be brought out to him because it becomes possible when taken out of the Azara. What does he do? So there's a thing called Bias Miktas. Partially going to the Azara is Loishma Bia. It's not called fully going to the Azara. Therefore, he could partially go into the Azara. The question is, how does he do that? So the Tanakhama of the Mishnah tells us, Hechnes Roishai, he first puts his head into the Azara, Venosan Altona Chaznai, and the Kohen puts the blood on his earlobe. Then he takes his head out, and Yadai, then he puts his hand in. Venosan Albayan Yadai, and the Kohen puts it on his thumb. Then he takes his hand out, and then Viragli Vigaimir, he puts his leg in, and the Kohen puts the blood in his leg. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says no, that the Metzaira puts his head, hand, and leg in all at the same time. And so now knowing that, the Gemara asks as follows, Mechalv Shitase Durabanon, that's a proper gear saw, we have a steer in the sheet of the Rabanon, Tamanu Oimer Asur Laharim. Over there he says, meaning that Dinam Metzaira that we just learned, that it's Asur to be Marim, meaning it's Asur to be Marbe Betoma. We have to try to minimize Toma in the Azar as much as possible. That's why he first puts his head in, takes it out, then his hand, takes it out, then his foot, then takes it out. Bavakayamar Mutter. Over here he says Mutter. Over here we're referring to Rabbi Yochanan Breik in our Mishnah, they won't even dead shards in the base of Mikdash. Right away, we're Mar Bebetoma, we increase Toma by taking a belt of one of the Kaihanim and bringing that Toma out. Why is it much Mar Bebetoma here and not there? So my answer is Taman over there, Shami Yachnas Roshav Ruba Vihe Anush Kares. We're afraid by a Metzaira that if he puts all three of these body parts in at the same time, he's going to end up putting too much of his body in. Roshav Virubai, the majority of his body is going to go in, then he's going to be Chayv Kares for going into the Bazaar like this. Therefore, he puts in one, takes it out, another one takes it out, third one takes it out. Bram Hacha over here, Mishom Machnas Kalim Tomei B'Shabbos. The only issue is Tomei Kalim on Shabbos, that's the whole problem. Then now you're making something tame in the base of Mikdash, and according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, as we learned yesterday, it's better to be metame something and get the sheretz tame out of here as quick as possible, as opposed to having the toma sit around for too long. Now we ask on the other one, Machav Shitase de Rabbi Yehuda, that's a proper girsa. We have a steer sheet to Rabbi Yehuda as well. Taman Amrin Mutter Laharim. Over there, in the case of Metzaira, he says Mutter to increase toma. He tells us the Metzaira should put his head, hand, and foot in all at the same time. That's an increase in toma in the Azara. V'kai Amrin Asa Laharim. But over here in our Mishnah, he says usher to increase Toma, and that it's better to let the Toma stay for a little bit while looking for a piece of wood that can't become Tame, as opposed to taking a belt from one of the Kaihanim and making that Tame to bring the sheretz out. It seems like a stira. And the Gemara answers, Taman over there, Delay is Safte Tlasa Zimnin. We don't want the Hazara to become Tame three separate times. When he puts his head in, that's putting Toma in the Hazara. Then when he takes it out and puts his hand in, that's Toma going to the Hazara again. And then when he puts his foot in, that's Toma going to the Hazara again. That's why he says, you know what? It's better just to have one shot of Toma in all at the same time. Head, hand, and foot, and that's it. You're done. No more tomas. From Hacha over here in our Mishnah, Tomi Yaduim Bifnimhi. There's already toma known inside the Beis Hamikdash. The dead sheretz is currently located in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not going anywhere, so this toma is already there. If Shulal Latze is Blay Shah, is Blay Toma. There's a possibility to get it out without increasing the toma. We might have to wait a little bit longer, so that means the toma is going to be staying here for longer, but still, we're not going to be increasing toma because we're taking it out with a stick of wood, and therefore it's better for the toma to stay and not to increase toma. So that's an answer for the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda as well. Now we're not going to the next two and a bit lines, so we pick up with the words Haitzi Mimakayim, and this is going on Shitas Rabbi Akiva at the end of the Mishnah, who had said that the only time we're allowed to take this dead sheretz out of the base of Mikdash if it's located in a place where if a person would go there when he's tamei, he'd be chayv kares, which is basically the heichal and the azarais, and that's what the Gemara is telling us. Haitzi Mimakayim shechayv and all of kares. The sheretz was picked up and already brought it out of this area of the base of Mikdash where a person would be chayv kares, namely the azara. But then v'nafal makam she'ein chayv and all of kares, it fell out of his hand or fell out of the belt that he was holding it in, and it landed in a place that a person, if he's tamei and goes there, is not chayv kares. For example, one of the shachas, one of the side rooms. Is he allowed to pick it up and continue bringing it out of the base of Mikdash? And why would we say that? Because kvar niras latzeis, it was already fitting to be brought completely out of the base of Mikdash, or maybe not. Maybe since right now it's located in a place that if he found it there initially, he wouldn't be allowed to take it out, so maybe he has to leave it there. I think Mark contains with this suffix that if you want to say, he is allowed to pick it up and continue taking it out because it was kvar niras latzeis, it was ready fitting to be taken taken out. But what about the following? Matza acher betzidai. He found another dead sheretz right next to this first one, and the second dead sheretz was always in this place that one is not chayav karis for. So the question is, Matzias shnehem, is he allowed to bring both of them out? Because once he's allowed to pick up the one that he was originally carrying, he could pick up this new one as well. Or maybe he's only allowed to carry out the one that originally was allowed to be carried out, but not this new one. And we don't have an answer to this. I think Mark concludes with Brysa, who he used to say, according to some, this is referring to Rabbi Yeshua, tzvas bitzvas avad. Tongs are made with other tongs. What do metal workers do? Let's say they want to make a pot or a knife. They put a piece of metal partially in the fire, then they take it out and they bang it to whatever shape they want. And if they want to shape the other side, so they flip it around and put that part in the fire. But they can work on part of it at a time, and the other part of it doesn't have to be so hot. But with a tzvas, with tongs, the only way they could be made is by putting an entire piece of metal in the fire, bringing that piece out while it's still red hot, and then folding it into a pair of tongs. And the only way you'd be able to do that without burning your hand, obviously, is by holding one end of the tongs with another pair of tongs. That's what we mean by saying tzvas b'tzvas avad. The tongs have to be made with other tongs. So the question is, tzvasa kadmiyasa mahavas. What about the first pair of tongs? How was that created? There wasn't any tongs to make that first pair of tongs. And the answer is birya havas. It was created during the first week of creation. Hashem made that first pair of tongs himself. Now Rav Chanina kumi Ramana, Rav Chanina said in front of Ramana, uma'at omerlo. What is this telling us? What's the whole point of this memra? What are we learning from here? And the answer is, mitzvasa achas lomdu ka mitzvisais, that we see that from one pair of tongs, many pairs of tongs are created. From that initial one, now we have millions and millions. V'kayim, by that same token, mishvisa achas lomdu ka mitzvisais, from one shvisa we can learn many shvisais. According to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this is referring to a din that we had earlier in the parak regarding if one of the strings of the musical instruments snapped in the base of Mikdash, what do we do? So Shimon had said that it's usher to tie that string, and that's because he's afraid that if we allow a person to tie the string in an arai fashion, he's going to end up tying it in a way that it's a bar kayama, and he's going to be over a d'araisa. And therefore, we're not going to even allow him to tie it in a drabanon fashion. And this goes back to something we had mentioned previously in this parak, that not all shvus, not all yisurei drabanon are mutter in base of Mikdash, and this is one of them, according to Rabbi Shimon at least, that the isur drabanon of making a drabanon type of knot is not permitted, and that's because it's going to lead him to do something that's also d'araisa, just like one pair of tongs leads to many other pairs of tongs. Hajjalach parak ha-moitzei tefillin, uslikala mesechas erevin, mazal for finishing this last parak in the mesechta, and of course, the entire mesechta together, and just like we're zecha to finish this mesechta together, we should be zecha to finish all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, beginning with a brand new mesechta, mesechas Pesachim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.